I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been presented by Health Markets. Shop for health insurance your way.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Turn my head around backwards. Turn your head around backwards. Fire up, Kansas City. How about it? Royals keep rolling. They take the opener from Houston, winning in 10 innings. Salvi puts on that familiar cape and plays hero once again as he walks it off in extras. Boys have won five straight, seven of the last nine. I'm down to talk about it. How about you? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Listen, what more can you say about this pitching staff? From Cole Reagans at the beginning to James MacArthur locking it down in the ninth and tenth innings. And you know what? Let's head right inside that Royals clubhouse, because kind enough to dial us up after this dub is the young man that picks up the win. It's James MacArthur. James, great job tonight. Take us inside that clubhouse. What's the energy like tonight?
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, energy's super high right now. Just trying to keep the streak alive, but everybody's super excited. We're playing some really good baseball, and we got some really good players in there, so excited to keep going.
Q said when you came out after the ninth inning, after only 12 pitches, you told him you felt good, so you stayed locked in. You were ready to come in and deal in the 10th. What's your mindset as you come in with a man in scoring position right out of the gate?
Yeah, I think you always, after every inning, you always try to stay locked in, never know what the team's going to need. And, you know, us as relievers, we just want to be available. So going back out for that second inning, knowing that I have a base open, didn't know if the guy was going to bunt or not, ready for that, but also just, you know, trying to strike guys out, throw some good two-strike pitches, trying to get some swing and miss, weak contact, nothing hard hitting to the outfield. So just trying to be trying to pitch like I had two strikes the whole time.
James, what's your vantage point of that terrific play Bobby made on Jeremy Pena's ground ball to the hole there in the 10th?
Yeah, I had a great angle there. That absolutely saved us right there. We're able to go into that 10th inning still tied going into the bottom there so that Salvi could walk it off for us. Bobby's just, he's so good when he goes that way. I've seen him make that play before, actually. So we got a lot of confidence in him over there at short and, you know, other guys in the infield as well. Super good ball club out there. So just, yeah, kudos to him, and really glad he's on my team.
Any doubt that Salvi was going to come through there in the 10th?
Not really. I was kind of feeling it. Didn't predict it, didn't say anything, but I think everybody had a pretty good idea. He's such a good hitter, veteran hitter. He's our captain. So really cool to see him come through for us.
What stood out about the performance of Cole Reagans tonight against a dynamic Houston lineup?
He's just a battler, like out there competing throughout the entire outing. Things weren't going his way. There were some cheap hits, some bloop hits, even some hard contact at times, but that guy just continues to be a bulldog out there and attack. And if he doesn't go five like he does and piece together an outing, then you don't know if we win that game. So to me, that what he did tonight is more impressive than when he goes out there and strikes out 12, 13 guys and goes eight innings. That was a big time for us.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. James, final thing for you. The bullpen hasn't given up a run since you guys left Baltimore. How confident is that group right now?
Confident. We're just trying to keep it rolling, trying to make pitches, trying to be there for our teammates, get starters out of jams if we have to, or get each other out of jams. That's our job at the end of the day. So a lot of confidence. We've got some great veteran presence down there now, and we all just feed off each other, and we want to win. So at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you're certainly doing that, James. Go back in that clubhouse. Enjoy it with the boys, man. Great job tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
James McArthur picks up the win as he shuts the door in the ninth and the tenth inning, and the Royals walk it off to improve their record to 7-4 on the season. Listen, it means a lot more coming from a big leaguer than it does me, but what he said about Cole Ragans is so very spot on. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, this is why I believe you should not be fearful. I understand as Royals fans you've been burnt countless times in the past, but this rotation, which I've been telling you since really the calendar flipped to 2024, once they inked Michael Wacha, this rotation was going to provide the type of stability that this franchise hasn't seen since 2016. And what that stability delivers is a chance to win. You're not always going to get quality starts or a sub-2 ERA, which, by the way, the Royals' rotation, the ERA sits at a beautiful 1.88 after Cole Ragans' 5 innings of 3-run baseball. It's not always going to be sub-2. You're not always going to get the quality starts, but what I believe you are going to get 70-80% of the time this season is a chance to win, which means an entertaining ball game, which means it's worth the price of admission to come here and see Bobby, Salvi, and knowing that your favorite team is going to have a chance to win. They're not going to win them all, but you're going to be in the game. You're not going to duck out in the fifth inning because you're still in the game because he battled. Whoever he is, whoever that starting pitcher is that night, dude's giving you a chance to win. The fact that he only gave up one run in the first, only one run in the second, only one run in the fourth. Astros should have been running away with this game, but Cole Ragans would not allow it. 16 swings and misses. Sure, the command was hit and miss at times. He was up in the zone a tad bit too much at times. But that is a dynamic lineup. Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker are two of the 5 best lefty bats in the world. Jose Altuve is a future Hall of Famer. Sometimes you got to tip your cap to the opposition. Cole Ragans tipped his cap and then punched a ticket to wiggle out of jams in the first, in the second, and again in the fourth. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. We'll start off in Springfield. Nate, you're hitting leadoff on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Vern, thanks for taking my call. Terrific win. I'm going to make this quick. James, period. McArthur, exclamation point. Incredible out of the bullpen. He pitched the bottom of the ninth, while Josh Hader of the Astros pitched the top. What did Josh Hader do in the tenth? He was sitting on the bench getting paid the third most out of any closer in Major League Baseball. James McArthur comes in the 10th and says, nuh-uh, yep, we're getting this done, and shuts it down with a runner on second, nobody out, Salvi coming through. Man, I'm thrilled. Great game.
You should be.
Thanks, Vern. I'll listen off there.
Yeah, Nate, great point. James McArthur needed 12 pitches to retire the side in the ninth inning, and he comes back out for the 10th. Josh Hader needs 11 pitches to get through the ninth inning and does not come out for the 10th. Now, I don't know Josh Hader's usage, but Royals had an off day yesterday. I know the Houston Astros didn't. Appreciate the phone call. It opens up a line for you, 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. That's also the text line number, 913-586-7610. Josh Hader hasn't pitched since Tuesday? No. Josh Hader pitched on Sunday. Okay, so he had a day off. McArthur pitched on Sunday. McArthur had a day off. Hit it on the head. Great phone call. Way to get us started tonight. That case can be made. That's the difference in the game. Their best reliever, couldn't come out for a second frame, the Royals' best reliever certainly could. Hey, let's go to Raj in the Ozarks, making his season debut on the postgame show. Raj, always nice hearing from you. How you been?
Well, I'll tell you what, the listening to these ball games so far, I just want to give it, I won't be long, Vern. I'm sitting by the fire here in Benton County on the top of the mountain, looking towards Warsaw, Missouri tonight. And I can't tell you how happy I am. And I just want to give props. I'm going to be quick tonight because I want to keep the thing rolling. J.J. Pecola, thank you so much for doing your homework in the offseason. I think you started before the season even ended. And I hope you're sitting in the weight room all by yourself when Billy Bean and not watching the game and sitting in that weight room and clenching your fist going, yes, when Salvi hit that game winner, his first since 2021. Thank you for getting the pitching. Sometimes, you know, winning a major league game takes everybody. This is big time ball. And JJ, I can't thank you enough for doing your homework and getting us ready for the season because we came in ready to go. And I appreciate you, Vern. I always love listening to your show. You know that. MJ, you know you're my guy. Keep it rolling. Appreciate you, Vern.
Yeah, nice night for MJ as well. He's 1-for-2 with a pair of walks and a stolen base. MJ was still one of the 10 best OPS in all of Major League Baseball, sitting north of 1,100. Raj, thanks for the phone call. I can't tell you how many texts I've received from friends over the past 24, 48 hours telling me, man, I think I'm becoming a Royals fan, or man, this team's getting me to buy back in, Vern. This team's a lot of fun to watch. I think I might tune in for a few more Royals games. Now, these are people out of town. These are longtime Royals fans that are cynical in nature, hesitant to believe an 11-game start. Still afraid, I think some of them. Still afraid to open up their hearts. Open up their heart to get burned again. I don't think there's a reason to be scared, ladies and gentlemen. As I laid out earlier today on the On Deck Show and just moments ago, not only because the starting pitching is going to give you a chance, in my opinion, 70, 80% of the time, because that alone isn't going to get you to the postseason. That alone isn't going to allow you to flirt with a 500 record. But a rotation that gives you a chance 80% of the time, a defense that makes key plays, like we saw Adam Frazier on Sunday, Bobby Witt Jr. tonight, an aggressive defense that attacks the ball. You don't see too many passive defenders, from Isbell to Bobby to Michael to Salvi to Vinny. They're attacking out there. If you have a rotation that's giving you an opportunity to win that often, a defense that's making those game-altering plays, and an offense that is littered with confident young men. Some of them needed that jolt of confidence early on in the season. Some didn't. Some are Salvi, and I got a back of the baseball card. I got a baseball reference page that tells me I'm going to be just fine. MJ doesn't have that, but what MJ does have is confidence coursing through his veins. Hunter Renfroe on base 3 times tonight. He goes 1-for-3 with a walk. Hunter Renfroe's had his moment where I now feel adopted by this Royals franchise, this Royals clubhouse, this Royals fan base. Hunter Renfroe's playing with confidence. Kyle Isbell laying down that bunt in the fifth inning. That's a confident young man that's now 4 years into his big league career. Dairon Blanco on the base pass. Freddie Fermin coming off the bench. A rotation that gives you a chance. A defense that makes the routine play and occasionally the spectacular play, but normally the game-altering play. You couple that with a confident group of hitters, there's no reason to be fearful, Kansas City. Open up your heart to this team. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's head out to Liberty. Talk with Tanner. You're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals walk off the Astros in 10, winning 4-3. Go ahead, Tanner. Oh, Tanner couldn't hang on. Tanner, if James MacArthur is going to come back out for the 10th, you can't listen to me bloviate for a couple extra minutes? How about Michael and KCK? Michael, did you sit through that? No, he didn't either. Oh, my goodness. All right, I got to get to the phone calls and shut up. Let's try Eric in KCK. Eric, please tell me I didn't bore you off the air.
No, I'm here.
My man. What do you got for me?
I mean, you've been doing this already a little bit, but I just need to be talked off the ledge. Salvi getting that game-winning hit, it's got me feeling in a way that I haven't felt in a while. And tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, I don't know how you feel. You're not explaining yourself.
I'm sorry. I'm excited again. I'm ready. I'm ready to buy back in.
Well, I just explained to you that you should be.
Well, I'm sorry that I didn't call in a little bit earlier, Vern. I'm just trying to. I'm pumped, man. Like
I like it. Well, then there's no need to talk you off a ledge. You shouldn't be on a ledge. You should be comfortably sitting in your Royals chair, your Royals throne, excited for tomorrow night's game with Seth Lugo on the bump.
I'm soaring. I'm not sitting. I'm soaring.
Ooh, how about it? I like it. Good stuff, Eric. No, man, I I'm not trying to curtail any excitement. Now, we can keep everything within reason. There's no reason to alter your expectations. If your hope coming into the season was, like mine, maintain through May, because I believe if this team can maintain through May and stay in the fight over the first 2 months, that the injection of confidence in the bats, in the relievers, the guys that need a jolt of confidence, if this team's able to maintain through May all of those doubt-ridden bats or relievers, will see themselves and their teammates succeed enough that they're going to be a problem by the end of May. I mean, we're already seeing it. 11 games in, who on this team is yet to have a moment, you know? Who on this team is yet to feel as if I've contributed in a big way to a victory? Who on this team in those post-game celebrations, in which they've had 7 of them now in 11 games, who in those post-game celebrations is, well, they're all happy. I'm not saying you have any selfish players. But after the celebration has died down, who's left wanting more? I look at the bench players that might want a few more ABs or a few more starts. Man, I can't imagine that Dairon Blanco saying, I want more. I mean, this guy's been a key factor in almost all of the 7 wins. Freddie Fermin, Nick Lofton. Okay, Vinny Pasquantino, yet to have his extra base hit. The guy that I'm seeing in the clubhouse, the guy that I'm watching in the dugout, looks to me like a guy appreciative of what's going on around him because it's buying him some time. It's okay, Vinny's the guy. Vinny's the guy that's yet to have his moment. If they maintain through May, I promise you, Vinny's going to have his moment. And then it's just confidence coursing through every corner of that clubhouse. And that's a very, very scary thing for the rest of the division. A stable rotation, a boss at the back end of the bullpen in James MacArthur, and confidence 1 through 9 in the lineup? Yeah. The division should be afraid. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call, man. This is an amazing game out there. Lost my voice, and James MacArthur, man, way to put the hammer down, man. I didn't get to see you, Josh.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were meeting up, but I look forward to it. You just got to shoot me that text, Garrett. Thanks for the phone call. Just shoot me a text during the On Deck show. Let me know where you're going to be, and I'll do my best to swing by and say hi. 913-586-7610 is our phone number as the Royals walk off the Astros and win a fifth straight game. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. Quick timeout. We'll get back to your thoughts right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Salvi rips it. Left center field. Down into the gap. That's a base hit. Hampson takes off for third. He rounds the bag. The Astros don't even bother to pick it up. Hampson scores standing. The Royals win the game. El Capitan comes through in the clutch.
Nick Eisenberg, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals win a fifth straight. That's the longest active winning streak in Major League Baseball. Salvi's walk-off knock in the 10th, his 8th career walk-off hit, his 9th career walk-off RBI. Let's go right back to the phones, 913-586-7610. Let's talk with Andy in Blue Springs. You're on the postgame show on 610 Sports Radio.
Hey, Vern, good evening to you. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Hey, 5 in a row, right? I mean, you know what? I guess still early, but, you know, I mean, yeah, the White Sox, glad to see them taking care of business, but to see them do this to the Astros, I know the Astros' record doesn't really reflect that talent, especially in that
The White
lineup,
Sox but, just beat Cleveland, and Cleveland's in first.
Saw,
you beat who's
I
in
saw.
Front of you. Yeah.
Hey, it's quite the division already, you know, with the Tigers and, I mean, the Royals. I mean, I love seeing it. But, just real quick, I'll listen off the air. You know, one thing I've noticed is just this mentality and the approach that they've had at the plate. I mean, they got into Presley's pitch count. I think that kind of just got overlooked a little bit, how the discipline I've been noticing at the plate this year is – it's a lot different. I mean, I feel like it's this mentality of Quattraro, and just want to see what your thoughts are on that. And hey, just like all the time, let's go Blue.
For those just tuning in, that is Andy's sign off. He's trying to make it a thing, and I like it. As far as the division, yeah, you're right. It's interesting how it appears as if it might be a battle of attrition between Kansas City and Detroit, as Minnesota's already lost its best player, Chicago lost its best player, and Cleveland has lost its best pitcher. As far as the approach at the dish, yeah, I personally don't see what exactly you're talking about. You know, Salvi has the same approach he's had most of his career. Michael Garcia, I think this is who he was last year. He's another year mature. He's stronger. He's better. I think Bobby is doing a lot of what he did last year, but he too, stronger, more mature, uber confident. MJ Melendez, a lot of this is what we saw in the second half of last season. Remember, MJ was, I don't want to say red hot, but he was well above average in the second half of last season. He was putting up all-star numbers in the second half, and it has continued here in the first 11 games. You know, Adam Frazier, Hunter Renfroe, okay, those are new veteran additions. Frazier draws a walk in the fifth inning that jump-started a leadoff walk. That jump-started that three-run fifth that tied things up. Hunter Renfroe draws a walk against the aforementioned Ryan Presley in the eighth inning. What it sounds like you're saying, Andy, is that the talent upgrade is noticeably different. I mean, that's the only thing that strikes me. Because this MJ Melendez is an all-star. Same with Michael Garcia. Bobby Witt Jr. is a superstar. Salvi's an all-star. You haven't had four all-star bats in the lineup together since 2016, 2015. And then you throw on top of it the veteran presence of a Frazier, a Renfro, the speed of a Blanco and a Hampson. Again, maybe what you're describing is everyone understanding their role, buying into their role, or even if it's not a full buy-in, when you see it come together, when you see it equating to victories like this, it makes it a lot easier. I have to imagine it makes it a lot easier to leave your ego at the door and just, all right, what is needed? What do these other 25 guys need from me today? Okay, I'm down to do that because this is fun. These post-game celebrations at the clubhouse, these are fun. I mean, and listen to this. Bally Sports Kansas City inside the clubhouse as Bobby Witt Jr. addresses the media. Listen to how much fun Bobby Witt Jr.'s having.
You hear it. It's great. The vibes are great. Playing some good baseball. You just got to keep it going and keep turning these good days into even better days for the future to come. And just kind of keep controlling what we're controlling and keep moving forward. Just not kind of falling into his game plan. Just taking pitches, you need to hit, and not kind of chase out of his zone. So just really just kind of narrowing the strike zone and being able to kind of just put together some at bats, play some run, get some runs across. You know, had Cole throwing, and the way our bullpen's going right now. Definitely, yeah. You never know if this is a summer day, the score could be completely changed. But yeah, you just got to keep grinding those at bats, keep putting together good at bats, and just keep trying to scratch across runs.
You mentioned the defense there. I mean, bullpen there. How great is it to see them come out and just hold it down for you guys?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. All those guys, those four or five guys that came in and did their job. That's what they do when they come in and compete. So it was a lot of fun to play defense behind and watch. It's just trying to be just kind of stubborn at the plate, know our approach, know our plan, and just stick to it, and just know that if we don't get our job done, the guy behind you has us, so you just got to keep grinding.
Bobby, some deeper expectation of winning every time you play now than maybe you've had since you've been here?
Every day you come to the field, you want to win, so there's never been any other expectation than that, so that's what we try to do every day.
Do you feel like the more confident that you can convert that all the time now than you have in the past?
Yeah, you got to come in every day with a new open mind and know that you want to win, and you're not going out there to try to go out and lose, so you just got to come up, win, and be prepared as much as possible.
Again, you heard Bobby there, and again, the audio courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City. Trust the guy behind you. We've been talking about that on this show for more than a decade now. It's easy to say. It's tough to go out there and actually do it, especially when you have the talent of a Bobby or a Michael or an MJ or a Salvi, where you feel like, man, I could do it right now. I feel like I could hit that big three-run home run right now, but I should just allow the scoreboard to dictate my approach. I should just do what is needed in this particular moment to keep the line moving and push across one run at a time, two runs at a time. We don't need the rally-killing home run just yet. It's easy to say team first, trust the guy behind you. It's difficult to execute it when you haven't seen the guy behind you thrive. Right? How am I going to pass the baton to the guy hitting behind me when the guy hitting behind me stinks? Or the guy hitting behind me hasn't done a darn thing all year? But 11 games in, we've seen that injection of confidence in so many of these guys. because they've come through in those big moments. Isbell's had his moment. Renfro's had his moment. Nelson Velasquez and MJ Melendez and Freddie Fermin and Dyrone Blanco. Now when you see them in the on-deck circle, yeah, he just came through for us 2 days ago. Okay, you know what? I will take that ground ball to the opposite field. I will just advance the runner because I trust this dude to come through with a sacrifice fly like he did last week. Bobby Witt Jr. tonight, 1-for-5 with an RBI triple in the fifth inning. And on that triple, Bobby just, you know, ho-hum, home to third in 11.17 seconds. That's the second fastest triple in Major League Baseball so far in 2024. Let's go to Landon up in St. Joe. Landon, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. We're driving back from St. Joe now, but what an incredible game. I'm so fired up right now. I mean, it's been a while since I felt like this, and we're really excited, even driving from St. Joe. It's really, really fun to come down now, and the atmosphere was good, but I kind of agree with what you're saying. I mean, it's like there's a lot less pressure on Bobby this year and a lot less pressure on these guys to perform, and it just – it feels different, even when you're there. It all feels different. Also, shout out to Nick Anderson for the greatest strikeout he's ever going to have by hitting a batter and him swinging. Usually that happens on MLB The Show, but it happened in real life.
Yeah, it sure did.
But yeah, just a great time, and go Royals, and let's keep it going.
Nick Anderson, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Nice hearing from you. Like to hear from you more often, making that drive back up north. Nick Anderson came in the seventh inning, immediately gave up an opposite field single to Alex Bregman, but found a way out of it, striking out Diaz and McCormick. Eighth inning went to John Schreiber. He retired the side in order, needing just 8 pitches. And then James MacArthur, 3-up, 3-down in the ninth. He comes back out in the tenth. And with a hand from Bobby Witt Jr. at shortstop, MacArthur puts up a 0 in the 10th, setting the stage for Salvi to walk it off in the bottom half of the inning. James MacArthur picks up the win, and the boys have picked up a win in 7 of their last 9 games. We go to Matt in Kansas City. Matt, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, longtime listener, first-time caller here.
All right.
Was out at the K tonight, and I mean, it was a little underwhelming, the crowd, but man, I've got to say these boys are playing they're playing their hearts out, and it was really good to see the bullpen come alive. The first few games, I felt like the bullpen was going to be the Achilles heel this season, and we got Anderson, we've got MacArthur, we've got these pitchers stepping up, and it just seems different. Whereas, you know, in previous seasons, you'd feel like the team was going to lose after the fourth or fifth inning. These guys just never let the game get away. They hung around, and I mean, it was almost like a storybook finish there with Perez's gapper at the end. But I mean, I feel like they're going to make a couple moves in the mid, you know, towards the middle half of the season, kind of similar to what they did in 2015. And call me crazy, Vern, but I think these boys could make a run, you know, in October. I mean, I'm feeling good.
Hey, why not? I'm certainly not going to kill that vibe. Not with the way that this rotation's throwing. Not with the confidence in the lineup. Not at all. Thank you very much for the phone call. Nick Anderson, by the way, through the sixth inning. My bad. That strikeout of McCormick, that wasn't Nick Anderson. That was Chris Stratton in the seventh inning. Nick Anderson worked a scoreless sixth. Stratton got the seventh. Schreiber the eighth. MacArthur holding down the ninth and the tenth innings. So my bad on that one. Phone line is open, 913-586-7610. We'll hear from Cole Reagans coming up in just a bit, but I want to talk with Brandon in Shawnee. Brandon, who, keep in mind, a few days ago when they went to 5-4, when the Royals improved their record to 5-4, Brandon said, this team will not fall below 500 again in 2024. Well, Brandon, so far so good.
Yes, sir, and I stand behind that statement. I just want to say thank you for giving us the updated ERA with the starters. 1.88 is phenomenal. I don't even know how to digest that, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Here's my prediction, and you're going to think this is out there, but I think we could go, you know, 158-4. I think that's on the table. So,
well, now you're just ruining everything, Brandon. Come on.
Well, no. Here's the deal. Just listen, real carefully. The last time I had a vegetable was last Wednesday when we lost against Baltimore, and I'm on this new diet. It's just steak every night. Ever since last Thursday, the Royals have won, so I've had steak every night. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to get on the Bob Fesco program, and it's been working. So, you know, that's
not a real thing. Brandon, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Darren in Osawatomie. Darren, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I just wanted to point out first off, like, that this pitching staff, I feel like, is underrated. I don't know. Like, more people need to be paying attention to this pitching staff. This is ridiculous. I don't know. You look at the Dodgers and the Yankees, and as a baseball fan, I hate those teams, you know. Being a Kansas City fan, I want to see this team thrive just off this pitching staff alone. And then second off, Melendez, I love how he's watching the ball, keeping his eye on it. He's hitting the cover off of it when he is. I was there Saturday, and, man, I just watching that ball go over that fence, how it did, and it was great to be a part of that crowd, being part of that Bobby chant. And then second or third off, the only thing I am worried about is, I know you pointed out earlier how, you know, Vinny is a worry right now, and I feel like when he does come around, I think that's when the team is going to switch from good to amazing. And I mean,
well, whenever that happens, yeah. I mean, here's the thing, Darren. When that happens, when Vinny does get unlocked and get hot, I have to imagine that someone that is hot right now will cool off. It's not very often, if ever, all nine guys in your lineup are carrying the same immense amount of confidence and executing at a high level. But this is what good teams do, is they pick one another up. When one guy's struggling, whether it's a reliever like Will Smith was early on, he gets picked up by James McArthur. He's picked up by John Schreiber. You know, when Vinny's scuffling out of the gate, he's getting picked up by MJ Melendez and Nelson Velasquez and Michael Garcia. Trust me, Vinny will carry this offense for a few weeks. He can't do it by himself, but he can do a lot of heavy lifting on his own. Now, I'm not sweating it with Vinny. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Can't overstate just how impressed I was with Cole Reagans tonight. 23 pitches in the first inning. Bases loaded, nobody out in the first inning. And he gives up one run. He needs 31 pitches in the second inning. Another three base runners on in the second inning. And he gives up one run. Needs only 11 pitches in the third, but still two on, one out. He gets Jose Abreu to fly out and Jeremy Pena to line out. Fourth inning, he needs 21 pitches. Another three base runners. Only one run comes in to score. And they had 10 hits off of Cole Reagans in the first four innings. 11 base runners, and they scored three runs. Cole Reagans wasn't sensational. This wasn't a start that you're likely going to remember. But we're now 11 games into this 2024 season, and this rotation is giving you a chance to win every single game. Last year, this happened maybe 25% of the time, where your starting pitcher gave you a chance to win. sit around and wait for Zach Greinke because you knew he'd give you five innings and a chance to win, and that was cause for celebration. Cole Reagans gave you five innings and a chance to win, and it's the second worst start of the season by a Royal? This kind of start in 2023, I mean, we wouldn't even have cared win or loss. We just would have celebrated, hey, wasn't that fun? That was a fun game. In 100% of the games, you've had the opportunity to win. Again, I'll bring you the statistic. The Royals have been tied, have led, or were within one run of their opponent heading into the eighth inning in every single game this season. That's not going to continue. But I think this rotation can give you a chance to win in 80% of the games. So that's four out of every five games I think you're going to have a chance to win. And just looking at the odds, you'll win one of them, you'll lose one of them, and then you'll have two jump balls, two 50-50 games where you got to go take it. And when you're playing upper echelon teams, they're not going to give it to you. You must take it. Royals did that tonight. James MacArthur, Salvador Perez, Bobby Witt Jr. went and took this game. So you might not remember Cole Reagans' gutty performance, but you might remember this win. They walk off the Astros in 10, 4-3, the final score. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
And the pitch and a swing, fly ball, hit pretty well. Deep right center, that's way back, and that ball's going to be down for a hit. Bounce off the base of the fence. One run scores. Bobby flying around second. He'll be held at third with an RBI double in the opposite field. And the Royals are within one, down 3-2.
Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Bobby Witt Jr.'s RBI triple, part of Kansas City's three-run fifth inning that knotted this game up. Bobby's team-high ninth extra base hit in the first 11 games. And Bobby has that Elly De La Cruz. Who else? Not Shohei. I mean, O'Neill Cruz, maybe. Acuna, I don't know. But Bobby and Elly De La Cruz, when they hit a gapper, you can see it in their eyes. They're thinking, triple inside the park, home run. Please let me do it. Elly De La Cruz of the Reds had his inside the park, yesterday? Bobby wanted it. Vance Wilson made the right move, holding Bobby up at third. But Bobby gave Vance Wilson, the third base coach, gave Vance a decision. Right. The same way Lorenzo Cain gave Mike Gersley that decision in the ALCS back in 2015. Run hard and put the pressure on the third base coach. Make him make the decision. And Bobby was busting it out of the box. Like I told you, second fastest triple in the big leagues in 2024. 913-586-7610. Royals walk off the Astros in 10, 4-3, the final score. Astros score in the first, in the second, and in the fourth. 86 pitches needed for Cole Reagans to get through those four frames. I have it littered throughout my notebook. Royals so fortunate, it's only 3-0. And then, in the fifth inning, trailing by three, a leadoff walk from Adam Frazier is followed by a rocket single to left from Hunter Renfro. Kyle Isbell lays down the sacrifice bunt, and we got second and third with one out. Royals still trailing 3-0. Mikel Garcia does his job, hits the sacrifice fly, and the Royals are on the board. Bobby Witt Jr. then follows with that RBI triple, and it's a one-run game. Bobby then comes in to score as Alex Bregman's throw to first goes wide and Vinny reaches first on an error. So now we're knotted up at 3 apiece. The bullpen would make that last until the 10th, when Salvi ultimately walked it off to give the Royals a 5-game winning streak. Let's take a look at the text line real quick. 913-586-7610. Jordan from Blue Springs giving some love to Matt Quatrero. G-Baby writes in. He's curious, how long is it going to take before the city is on board? Well, I think the city's on board. I can promise you the radio ratings are through the roof. The television ratings are through the roof. I understand some of you, quote, can't see the game. Television ratings are going to be through the roof. Radio ratings are through the roof. Yes, attendance is bottom four in the league. But like I've said, I think that will pick up in June. If the Royals can keep this up, I think attendance will pick up in June. I hope it's sooner, but just going off of my experience and history, tells me it's probably post All-Star break, but I'm hoping it's June. 913-586-7610. Let's go back to the text line. Spencer from Waldo is flexing on some Astros fans who were chanting scoreboard in the first inning. Yeah, you certainly got the last laugh, Spencer. Hope you had a good time at the game. If you're curious, just under 12,000, the announced attendance. Spike in St. Joe's wondering if there's a better bad ball hitter than Salvador Perez. Spike, I don't think so. Not currently going. You know, Vladimir Guerrero Sr. is widely regarded as the best bad ball hitter of the last 30 years. But yeah, Salvi's got to be top five in the game right now. And whenever you think of bad ball hitting Salvador Perez, you of course go back to the wild card game of 2014. Let's go to Kathy out in Los Angeles, kind enough to call us up. Kathy, how are you?
I'm doing really good, Vern. It's some, you know, I've called in and told you it's nice to see the fight in this team. And what else is nice is that how each member of the team is bought into this year. You were talking about MacArthur?
Yeah.
And coming out to pitch the 10th inning, because not all closers or relief pitchers are do that. That's one thing about Hader last year. Hader would not pitch above three outs. He's like, I'm not pitching that fourth out. He would not come in early last year, and I think he's continuing that this year for Houston.
Yeah.
But the fact that every member of this team seems to be bought into the success that this team is, and it's so nice to see. It reminds me of the team back in the early teens, you know, with the 14 and 15 team that eventually won. So it's nice to see how bought in all these players are to this winning this.
Right, right. Kathy, here's the thing. I would venture to guess, and thanks for the phone call. Look, you and I and most Royals fans, the only winner that we know is 14 and 15. You know, I was a little too young. I was alive in 85, a little too young to enjoy it. But I would venture to guess that 99% of World Series champions in history have that kind of bond. Maybe 90%. 90% of modern-day World Series championship teams have that type of bond where you're thinking. I keep going back to a quote from Freddie Fermin this spring. He said, you know, we're all professionals, we're all individuals with individual goals and dreams, but for those 2.5 hours, we need to be one. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing guys accept where they fit in and doing all they can to excel in whatever role they have on the team. I bring this example up often because I think it's the, I I thought he was the perfect symbol for a teammate, and that is Jerrod Dyson. Jerrod Dyson used to walk around that clubhouse like he thought he was the best guy in there. Like, I should be the center fielder. That was the way that he carried himself. But that confidence, that desire for more, never came at the detriment of the team. He wasn't pouting. He wasn't verbalizing if any frustration, if there was, in a lack of starts and a lack of playing time. Carried himself like he was a starter, prepared like he was a starter, but accepted the role as a fourth outfielder, as a pinch runner. That's what you're seeing from the Blancos, the Fermins and Hampson, Frazier and Lofton. Get in where you fit in. Accept your role, prepare as if your role is larger. Kathy, thanks for the phone call. How about these text messages coming in? From the 816, Vern, my son was almost asleep, but I went and sat with him in bed. We listened to the game on the radio so we could hear the finish. And together, we woke up the newborn with our cheering. It's just a flash of a moment, Vern, but it's another memory created thanks to these boys in blue. Sean in Mission writes in, Vern, I took the three kids to the game tonight. All of them are under the age of 8. And it's the first time they wanted to watch the entire game for 9 innings. Vern, I'm telling you, they're invested in this franchise, and so was every fan in our section tonight. Beautiful night to experience baseball, and it's a mistake to all that are missing these games in this beautiful weather in Kansas City. Text line 913-586-7610. Let's head back inside that Royals clubhouse. Hear what Cole Ragans had to say after his 5 innings, 3 runs on 10 hits, a career-high 10 hits, 1 walk, 5 punch-outs. Bottom line, he gave him a chance to win, and that's all you ask from your starting pitcher on a nightly basis. I'd love for them to continue this ERA of 1.88. Royals rotation's ERA is 1.88. I would love for them to continue that. They're not going to. What they can continue to do is give their teammates a chance to win. Let's hear from Cole Ragans.
A lot of pitches through the first 2 innings. Felt like I finished strong. Felt like I made some good pitches when I needed to. Bases loaded, no outs. You know, getting out of there with 1. I thought that was really big. I thought I made some bad pitches that they made me pay for, but I also thought I made some good ones that they just put a good swing on it.
So what's the outcome on some of those things when you make good pitches? Is it the way you want it to? Take me through just like your mindset about keeping grinding, like that, putting up a 0 like that any person.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I make a good pitch, it's just a tip of the cap, you know, they're good players, we're good players. It's like sometimes that's just what happens. Just keep attacking, keep going at it.
What'd you see out of the bullpen coming in after you pick you up?
Huge. I mean, those guys are incredible. They pitched incredible. They kept us right there. That's really, really big.
Were you to be able to limit it to 3 runs? How do you feel like that gave the offense a chance to scratch? I mean, 3 runs is not insurmountable.
Yeah, I mean, those guys can put up a crooked number at any point. So just that's my goal, is just keep us in the game, because I know at any point they can sit there and they can score 2 or 3 runs in an inning, and then, you know, we're right back in and get the lead. Yeah, I mean, first pitch strikes, I don't think we're great tonight. You know, I thought I made some, like you said, I mean, I made some good pitches they laid off of. It's just like, I'm just trying to keep telling myself attack, just go at them.
Yeah, he attacked. And he got the punch out when needed, and that's something that he's always going to have in his back pocket. Now look at the way that Cole Ragans finished that bumpy first inning. By getting Chaz McCormick to swing through a changeup. How does he get out of that bumpy second inning? By pumping 97 past Kyle Tucker. And how about that fourth inning? also gave up a run that inning. And when faced with runners on the corners and one out, he strikes Alex Bregman out with a changeup and gets Diaz swinging through a curveball. Five strikeouts on the night for Cole Reagans. 96 pitches is what it took for the lefty to get through those five frames. But Nick Anderson, Chris Stratton, John Schreiber, and James MacArthur combined for five innings of four-hit relief. They, together as a bullpen, didn't walk a single batter, and they punched out five. Royals bullpen extends its scoreless streak to 16 and one-third innings. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. Wyatt in KCK writes in, Vern, the standout performance for me is Cole Reagans. The guy didn't have his best stuff tonight, but got out of numerous jams and just kept us in the game. That's what aces do, signed Wyatt in KCK. You're right. That is what aces do. That's what veterans do. That's what a quality starting pitcher does. Is when you don't have it. I don't want to say that he didn't have his best stuff. He had 16 swings and misses. When he needed to execute a big pitch, more times than not, he was able to do that. To me, the command was shaky. Shaky is probably not the right word. Command was spotty. But I also don't want to act as if those Houston hitters are, I don't want to act as if that's an easily navigated lineup. Yordan Alvarez, to me, is the best left-handed hitter in the sport. Kyle Tucker's probably the fourth or fifth. Maybe Soto, Shohei, Freddie Fermin, Kyle Tucker. Now, Jose Altuve's a future Hall of Famer. And those three tonight, Altuve went 1-for-4, Alvarez 4-for-5, and Kyle Tucker went 2-for-5. 6-for-14, 7-for-14, those top three in the Houston lineup, 7-for-14. They drove in two of the three runs. The only one that they didn't drive in, Altuve scored. So there's your offense. And yet, of those seven hits, only one went for extra bases. You're going to be hard-pressed to do much better than Cole Reagans did against Altuve, Alvarez, and Tucker. I mean, you got to face those three times in the first four innings, and you're only down 3-0 after four. Again, this is why it's littered throughout this notebook. I mean, I would venture to guess that when this season is complete, if there is another, and there will be, another starting pitcher that has to face Altuve, Alvarez, and Tucker three times in the game's first four innings, you'll be hard-pressed to find someone escape with as attractive a final line as Cole Reagans did. To go through that lineup and those big bats as many times as Reagans did, as in such a short span of the game, I mean, to walk away victorious is one thing. And that's, to me, going to be out of the question for 90% of big league pitchers. Just leaving with your team still in the game is a massive victory. So, yeah, Cole Reagans, James MacArthur, Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, your studs were very studly tonight. And hopefully they can continue that into tomorrow as Seth Lugo makes the start. Game two of this three-game series with the Houston Astros. Seth Lugo squaring off with fellow right-hander Hunter Brown. First pitch is 6:40 I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. But don't forget, Matt Quatrero joins Fesco and Kling Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Thanks to Grant Nicholson back at the studio for all the help. Thanks to you for listening. Let's keep it going, Kansas City. No reason to be fearful. If you're scared, get a dog. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
A blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.